sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a spring day in Juneau, I take a shortcut to work and walk the docks of Aurora Harbor. There's an enormous school of fish swimming beside the dock. The harbor is filled with millions of small, 3-inch-long silver fish. I come back a few hours later with my camera and shoot some pictures and video. A Fish and Game biologist identifies the fish as juvenile Pacific herring. Herring spawn in the spring in shallow, intertidal, and subtidal vegetated areas along the coast. Pacific herring are sexually mature at 3 or 4 years of age, and the fish I saw won't be spawning this year. They're juveniles. Adult herring spawn in massive schools, and an entire school can spawn in the course of a few hours. The precise staging of spawning is not understood, but biologists suspect the male initiates the process by the release of milt, which has a pheromone that stimulates the female. A single female may lay as many as 20,000 eggs in one spawn, depositing the eggs on seaweed or some other substrate. A big school of spawning herring can produce an egg density of up to 6 million eggs per square meter. The tiny fertilized eggs incubate for about 10 days before hatching. After spawning, Pacific herring migrate back to offshore waters to feed. They exhibit a daily vertical migration pattern, remaining near the bottom during daylight hours and moving to shallow waters at the surface to feed at night. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.